I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Come on, gotta catch them all. I know it's my destiny, Pokemon. Ooh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. Dickman.
What?
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Ellie, as you all know, and I'll be this time's host and stuff of the Random Untitled podcast. And the theme for this episode is, like, anime and stuff.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think that we should start things off saying, like, our favorite anime.
Oh, my God, Naruto.
Oh my god, One Piece. No, fuck you.
No. This is Fat Man. I got a couple animes that really I really liked a whole bunch. But I have to say, the one anime that I can watch over and over again, and I'm talking like all fucking like 70-some episodes, which includes the OVAs, Hunter x Hunter. Without a doubt, amazing anime. Other than that, you know, if I want some comedy, I go Gintama. If I want more blood, I just watch Blood Plus. If I want some creepy shit, I'll watch Ergo Proxy. And Black Lagoon is kind of just fun. You guys, go.
Alright.
Go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Bleach Man here. And surprisingly, my favorite anime is not Bleach because I actually stopped watching that a bit while ago because I got lazy and they started fillers and shit. So, my favorite anime of all time would have to be Yu Yu Hakusho. It's like, I don't know, it's got that supernatural element, which I kind of like. It's also got fighting, bit of humor to it. I don't know, I just love it. Oh yeah, I also like the dub better than Japanese version. I don't know, I'm just used to, like, Kobara the way he sounds and shit.
Kind of like Dragon Ball Z.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah.
Alright, Samir, you can, I mean, Viper, or whoever.
What?
Oh, go!
Go where?
To the moon!
Moon!
Okay, I'll be back.
The moon star.
Wait, what do you mean you'll be back? We're recording it right now.
You fucking dildo.
Asshole.
Come on, we're wasting time here.
I'm back from the moon.
I scored that there. That's my job. I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart.
Batman, what did I just say? What did I say?
I didn't say it. You said only if I said it.
It came from your speaker, so therefore you said it. I can't, you know, because that means the recording will stop, and I'll be pissed.
I know.
Fuck you. Right. Viper, what's your favorite?
Okay. Well, I've only seen like 3 or 4 anime, so I can't really answer any of these questions.
No, shut the fuck up. What's your favorite out of the 3?
Gundam Wing.
Why? Okay, that's fair enough. That's a good anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like dick.
Oh, I like Gundam Wing too.
Oh, you must love a lot of cock.
Well, if you don't like Gundam Wing, then you're gay too.
Well, at least I don't sort glass.
But you do. You said it before earlier.
But that's your
before
job.
Before we go on tangents, let's move on.
Of course, everyone knows that my favorite anime is Air Gear.
No.
Yes.
We did not.
Even if you listened to this podcast before, no one would have known.
I think I mentioned it like about 5 billion times on the other podcast.
I think really? Once. I just once you mentioned it, Air Gear.
I missed it.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Yeah. What's our next little thingy?
That's
next question on the questionnaire.
What current animes watching?
Yes.
I'll go first. None.
So?
That's Party great for the anime episode.
Mm. I know. Especially the part where nothing happened. That's my favorite part.
God, this is, well, I guess I'll go first.
Actually, you're going second.
Actually, right now, I'm trying to find enemies to watch, because I know a lot of the stuff coming out is kind of shitty. But, right now, I guess I'm watching just Dragon Ball Kai, the remake of the Z, and what else? Oh, I'm also watching Bleach. Yeah, Bleach is fun. I mean, now it's not filler, but it's pretty good. I used to watch Naruto Shippuden, but I just finally decided to fuck Naruto. Fuck it all. It was never good. I just kept hoping.
But he's a ninja.
No, he never says that in the Japanese.
Believe it.
I'm gonna be king of the pirates.
Believe it.
Wait,
he's made of rubber. How did that happen? Yo ho ho, take a bite of gum.
Okay, anyway, Ellie, your turn.
It's okay. I know. The four kids dub is horrible.
Spirits!
Letter.
Alright, all I'm watching right now is also Dragon Ball Kai, and we're gonna review that a bit later. And
like a boss. Stuff.
Yes. That's you, Ellie.
I know.
Okay.
Ah, thanks.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Katie.
Oh. Okay. And the only anime that I'm watching right now is Cyborg 009, the 2000 version. What? What? In the butt?
In your butt.
Eating her, and then they're going to eat me. Oh my God!
Fat Man next episode, which is going to be your episode. You get to do that all you want.
Exactly.
No, there will be none.
Why
of
ruin
that.
My anime episode?
Yes, I'm editing that out, Fatty.
I will troll your anime episode. What is the next
Fuck
question?
Fuck you.
No, I'm editing that out. Putting in time.
No,
right now.
No. Oh my God, stays.
No, you get to get all you want next episode, dude. Not
no,
this episode.
No. I will be too into my episode for that episode. No.
No, the tribe has spoken.
No.
But I am the leader of this episode, and I say stay.
Let's go. Next time I go over to. Next time I go to fucking RIT, I'm just gonna jizzle over your pillow.
Whoa!
I beat you to it.
And I'm not gonna let you figure it out. I'm gonna watch you as you drool, as your mouth touches the pillow that I jizzed on.
That's not drool.
Wait. Oh fuck.
So you shut up, Steve, and you keep it.
Next topic.
What is it?
Anime that you're going to watch.
I'm thinking about Lucky Star Season 2.
You mean K-On? Oh, what's the difference?
Oh,
I like Lucky Star. Animes that I'm going to watch. Honestly, I don't have that much. Again, I'm just saying I'm looking for animes to watch. So for me, I mean, I'm open to anything as long as it's good. I guess I'm gonna watch Dragon Ball Kai. I guess that's the only thing I'm really gonna be watching. And I don't in Bleach, but honestly, I have no idea what I'm gonna be watching. I need more references and shit. So send the podcast an email with your suggestions. I am open to anything fucked up and weird and hilarious, and all together would be awesome.
Please email us at rubcast@yahoo.com.
Damn straight, giggity giggity.
Alright, and things I want to see is I never got around to fully watching Cowboy Bebop, so I just want to do that.
Me neither. If you get a full subtitled one, then you know who to give it to.
Subtitle? No, I'm gonna watch American dub. I heard that Japanese dub sucks.
What?
I heard it sucked.
What?
I heard it sucked. The dub was awesome.
No.
And also, there's apparently, well, there's gonna be not really a new season of Melohani of Haruhi, but they're actually gonna re-air the first season. But every so often, they're adding another episode. Instead of 14 episodes, it's going to be 28. So I'm going to be watching that, I guess, while also watching new episodes, too, which would be pretty cool.
Oh, dude, can you get Outlaw Star?
Yeah, I can.
I want Outlaw Star.
Yeah.
I've never really
heard of it. Oh, my God, the nostalgia. I mean, Outlaw Star,
I remember like, some episodes
for anything, if anything... It's the closest thing that made me furry.
Okay, too much info.
That one character, I would go furry for her.
The one that kind of looks like a cat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hardcore.
All over my pants. Furry.
Awesome.
Oh! Yeah. Julie!
Come here, what are you going to watch?
Nothing.
Fuck you.
That means I'm number two.
Yes, you are.
Alright, I'm probably going to be watching K-On!, which is supposed to be like Lucky Star, but with guitars.
Yeah. Ooh.
Funky.
Ooh. Ooh.
I've never seen Lucky Star, though.
Oh my god.
Which is great. Don't even. And I haven't finished The Melancholia of Haruhi Suzumi either.
You need to watch that. You need to watch that.
I know, but the order of the episodes always messes me up. It's like, okay, you're supposed to watch it.
Oh, dude, you know...
One,
you know,
just watch it the way they have it posted. It doesn't exactly matter. You would need to watch it twice, but
dude,
it doesn't matter.
Dude, you know my Haruhi figurine?
Yeah.
Huh? It got fucked up.
What did you do to it? Did you fap on it too hard?
No.
That's a yes.
He probably held it in his hands and crushed it.
Probably put it in his dick.
Dude, you know about the
little... He did!
No, you know that little Chris action figurine I got from the special edition?
Yeah, a Chris Chan action figure.
No, the Chris from Resident Evil 5, the...
Oh, yeah.
It fell off of my thing, and its arm blew off. I can't even find it anymore. His arm is gone, both of them.
Too much roids, man. Too much roids.
His arm exploded. He even made a little boom sound when it hit the floor. I don't know what happened.
Look, Captain Falcon.
kind of like Master Shake from Mocketeen Hunger Force. Whenever he throws something on the floor, it blows up. Something like that.
Alright.
Anyway, yeah, I'm probably going to be watching Dragon Ball Kai and the Full Metal Alchemist remake.
Remakes, Mike?
Yeah. Next topic?
That's a yes.
I take that as a yes. Favorite genre?
Ooh. Why am I going first all the time? You gotta go first.
Alright. For me, I guess it's kind of supernatural, you know, like ghosts, demons and shit, and action. I guess comedy, too, works out, too. Yeah. I'm not going into details like that.
Bloop.
Gilgamesh is my favorite.
Gilgamesh. And Gaiman.
And manga.
J-Rock.
DDR.
We're doing this out of order.
Sushi. Japan, period. Just fuck up the whole order.
Alright.
Mir?
What?
He's Viper.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, Steve? Not even paying attention.
He's not paying attention.
Fuck you. You're out of the podcast forever.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You agreed to that? You're an ass, Steve.
What? He's not contributing to this podcast.
Yeah, I can't contribute to this episode, asshole.
It's not my fault.
It's my fault.
Exactly.
Ellie!
Anyway, my favorite genre would have to be romantic comedies. And,
what are you, a woman?
No.
Oh my god. She has a dick.
What have I done?
What have you done, Steve? You homo.
The real question is, who have you done?
Who was... Then again, who was male?
No, who then is who was male? Who is the uke?
Okay. What about you, Viper?
He already said he doesn't have anything. Get it? He doesn't have anything.
Oh. That's not what your mom said last night.
No, that's what she said.
Oh. I'm stroking the microphone.
Hey.
But you are.
Oh, yeah. God. Hey, Ellie, you should know, because I have the same microphone.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I stroke mine all the time.
you're a man.
God damn it. Why?
Anyway, oh, it's my turn. I completely forgot. So, I like mostly, like, if you can find me a fucking anime that makes me laugh, I'll watch it to death. But other than that, I like drama, action, and adventure. Those are, like, the biggest ones. But goddamn, if you can mix comedy with it, it's the best.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's like out of nowhere, just everything went quiet.
Favorite manga.
I'm trying to think. I think Air Gear would be my favorite. I mean, I've read a few other mangas. Oh, fuck. Helsing's fucking awesome.
Oh, Helsing was awesome.
Hold on.
Dot Hack is good.
I love Dot Hack.
And also like reading Trigun a little bit. I'm trying to see what mangas I can see on my shelf. that's about it. And I used to read Death Note a little bit. Before I watch the anime.
Well, since I did that, I'll go next. Right now, my favorite is Bleach. I'm going to have to say my all-time favorite is Death Note. Because I never knew a manga could get that, like, suspenseful.
I know.
Man, it's just so badass. And, I used to read Shonen Jump. Like, I had a subscription, but that ended, like, a year back ago. So, and I'm not really reading that much manga anymore and stuff.
Oh, man.
Aw, man.
Hold on.
Okay, so my favorite manga is also Air Gear, but then I also enjoy Oran High School Host Club, Kororo Gunso, Furikuri, Helsing,
and manga.
Yeah. And
Viper, do you have a favorite manga?
He likes Watchmen.
Gaming!
You make me so sad.
Who?
You, Steve. Why would you say something like that?
Me?
Yes.
What did I do?
I asked Viper what manga he likes, and you say he likes Watchmen.
But is it the best manga of all time? My god.
And manga! And gay men.
And gay men.
I'm the only thing that saved it. Oh, loud. Alright, so whatever. Viper's a dead dolt. This podcast sucks.
Pacing's kind of slow. But whatever.
Steve, is it possible that you can make the editing so epic that it would make this podcast anything good?
You have to make it epic somehow.
I'll try.
If you don't, you're fucked.
Great.
Epic timing.
I can't breathe.
Oh.
What the fuck? They came out of nowhere.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
That's my job.
I learned the job slow. And now, I know it by heart. Now, I know it by heart.
Alright, next topic.
Our favorite openings and endings.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, part, I think I probably am going to edit maybe like 20 seconds of each opening and ending. You know, make it interesting and shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
But mine are. Definitely.
Alright, so who wants to go first?
Here. You!
Samir, you go first.
Wait, what?
You go first. What's your favorite opening for an anime?
What color is you?
Well, the only ending I've liked in any anime so far has been the Gundam Wing ending.
Next topic.
No. Next question.
No.
Dick butt.
Next question.
No.
The mama's question.
Wait, but Samir, didn't you tell me before it was Sailor Moon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Sailor Moon. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, definitely. Japanese or dub?
Dub, of course.
What are you, dumb? What are you, retarded?
Maybe.
Oh. I'm sorry,
no.
I didn't know. Now I look like an asshole.
Good job, Fatty.
Just as planned.
Ha ha ha. Wait, you're not retarded. Oh my god. Oh, it is my turn, I guess. Oh, the Gintama intro is clean. I like the song, and it's awesome. What is it? The Hunter x Hunter always had good intros. Ergo Proxy had a really weird one that I liked. Pokemon, the dub one, the first one, my god, my whole childhood, and a little song was right there. I'm not a big fan of endings. I don't think most endings are good. Especially since I don't really watch it. Oh, and there was one more. Fuck. You know what? Fuck it. Who cares? It's all the same shit, really. It's
like
all right.
I guess my favorite opening would be the Love Hina opening, because that always gets stuck in my head. It's just catchy like that. And favorite ending would definitely be the second Death Note ending by Maximum Hormone. It's just awesome. And the music video, they made a song just for Death Note, and it's actually pretty badass and shit.
My favorite opening is the Paranoia Agent.
I saw glass. That's my job. I learn job slow. Now, I know in my heart.
Good for you.
Yay!
And my favorite ending, I changed it ephemeral here, because I'm like, oh snap, I forgot about this. It's the Footy Cootie ending.
Nice.
Footy Cootie.
Ride on Shooting Star by The Pillows.
That anime called Beck?
No, I've heard of it.
Oh, dude, it's so the music in the anime is awesome. It's like one of the best. It's like one of the only animes that's just about music that's extremely good. Like the music's fresh, everything's good about it. It's really good. I suggest looking it up and watching it. Keep going.
Next topic. I guess we could really skip next to about. Oh, wait, whatever. Never mind.
There are no more topics, Steven.
Oh, no, we're going to review Dragon Ball Kai and Toradora.
Oh, dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So wait, who here actually watched Dragon Ball Kai?
Me. I only seen the opening.
Yeah.
The Dokkan Dokkan thingy.
Yeah.
Geru.
Yeah, I guess I'll play that right here.
No, I'm playing it.
No. Let me play the clean version.
No, I'm going to play.
No, dude, let me, I'll edit it. Dude, I'll edit it in so it sounds good.
No.
I'll edit it in.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm editing it
in.
Yes.
Yes.
Wasn't that awesome?
Great.
But, you know, okay, let's go into the review, because I have a lot to say about this shit.
Yeah, same here. Well, basically what they decided to do was,
Motherfuckers, they ruined my life.
Alright, well, let me talk about a fit first, and then you can rant, alright? So, dudes who made Dragon Ball decided, hey, we're going to remake this, but in HD. So, basically, they essentially made it widescreen, and they condensed all episodes into 100 episodes instead of 300, whatever they had. And
173.
Great. And So there's
I'll check.
When I saw the intro, I thought, "Oh shit, this is going to be pretty sweet." But then when I actually saw it, I was disappointed. Fat Man, you can go now.
Okay, listen. If you ever watch the fucking okay, there's 291 episodes. But anyway, if you watch all the there's 276, motherfuckers, I knew it. Anyway, so, if you watch the fucking original Dragon Ball, right, which was like 20 years old or something like that, right, Steve?
No. The original Dragon Ball is even older. Dragon Ball Z was 20 years old.
Yeah, Z is 20 years old, okay. So, essentially, you watch this new intro, right, and you're like, oh shit, high budget, fresh animation. It still looks, it's reminiscent of the original, but nice and smooth and everything. And then comes the opening, right? And you're like, oh, okay. They're going over the Dragon Ball, you know, a little backstory. So, okay, I can deal with the shittiness of the animation. Then you fucking realize that the animation doesn't get better. All they did was say 20-year-old animation, crop it to fucking widescreen, touch up a little bit so the lines aren't really jaggy, and that's fucking it. It looks dumb. It looks like shit. Little 4-year-old Gohan sounds more mature than fucking Goku with the Japanese voices. I want to die. This is so bad. It makes me rage so hard because I'm just used to Goku being a badass motherfucker going, ha, ha, and I got this little guy going, hee, hee. He sounds like a little girl. I want to fucking murder him. He doesn't have balls. I swear to God. It's disgusting. When little Gohan has bigger balls than Goku, the strongest fighter in the universe, motherfucker. Also, it just, it boggles my mind that why couldn't they just spend the time to reanimate episodes with a nice animation and fucking, they had 20 years.
That would take way too long, man.
No, shut the fuck up. It's worth it. It really is, because they could. It could really bring back Dragon Ball Z in a whole new way, honestly, if they just redid the animations and shit. I don't care.
It's supposed to be done a long time ago. Like, you know, they tried GT, but no one liked GT at all.
No one fucking liked GT because it sucked. It was just shit piled on shit with bad story. It's like the Titanic, but instead of sinking, it actually fucking went to where it was supposed to be. The only good part of that movie was the fact that the whole fucking thing sank and everyone died.
Fuck you, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
But that wasn't really written by a dude who made Dragon Ball, so...
I know, but it...
also to mention, why Bulma?
Oh, fuck, yeah, that's the whole thing. You know they did the cropping.
No, actually, I saw Dread on A, and they actually compared it. She was actually drawn big already.
I know, but...
Seriously.
They don't...
They didn't make her wider. She did not be wider. That's how she was originally drawn.
I know. But it just... And they made it more obvious.
Yeah. Why, Bulma?
Fucking lose weight, you fat bitch. That's why you can't hold a relationship with Yamcha. Who, I may add, is the strongest human in the universe.
After Krillin is.
No. Krillin... No, Yamcha was more powerful than Krillin. No,
Krillin was more powerful.
No. Yamcha...
No, Krillin.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, it was Krillin.
Dude, shut the fuck up. I will
Dude,
argue
it was Krillin. I will debate this.
No.
It's Krillin.
Everyone will debate that it was Kid Buu, but I don't think he fucking counts because he's a little nigger. And that little nigger cheats.
That's no, he cheat. Does not count. He is reincarnation of Buu.
Yeah, he was blessed with powers, motherfucker. No. Yamcha
no,
was
that's...
more powerful than Krillin.
No. Krillin was more powerful than Yamcha.
No. Krillin's bitch compared to Yamcha.
Dude, Yamcha was done. He ever seen, like, after Cell Saga? Krillin was still fighting shit in that tournament.
Yes. But Yamcha was always more powerful.
No.
Yes.
No.
Krillin is bitch.
No, man.
Krillin is bitch.
No, man.
Krillin is bitch.
No, man.
I don't want to argue with this because I'll just say Krillin is bitch 100 times. You're saying no, man, it's 100 times. And that'll be the end of the podcast. So let's continue. I'm just so angry and raged. I'm going to rip my
shirt. You want to give it a rating?
You know why I raged?
I want to.
Why did you rage?
Because they took out Goku's dick.
Yeah, well, what happened to little Shota penis? That's the only thing that got me off.
That's the only thing that got you off. Wow.
Just kidding. Anyway. But, no. I don't know. I think it was dumb that they took out Goku's penis. I mean, is it really that offensive?
It doesn't matter, though.
I don't know. It doesn't
matter. Whoever really bitched about Goku's penis just only wanted to see Goku's penis.
No, listen. You really have to... No. Because that's like censoring... someone's artwork. That's the gayest thing known to men. And you know it.
Whatever. It was actually kind of cool, though, because they had to use some footage from the Dragon Ball Z movie, where it had, I forgot the name of Goku's father. Whatever. Anyway,
shit. Yeah.
They had to use footage from that, which is actually pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And I will continue to watch this because there was so much nostalgia while watching this, so... Yeah. But besides that, I still have gripes against it, but... Overall, it's cool. I'm going to give it... 3 high Goku squeals out of 5.
Don't remind me! Honestly, like, I watched it. And, I mean, I really... Honestly, I was expecting more... It really disappointed me. I don't think that it was really... I don't think it was good at all, to be honest. But, I don't know. Honestly, I'm hoping that, that freaking, it just gets better. I really do. I'm gonna keep watching it. I'm gonna be hopeful. But, oh my god, Goku, you fucking twat.
I just hope it gets really good during the Frieza saga. Or when Vegeta shows up.
Shh. Listen to this. Hold on. I want you guys to hear this. Because it just... hold on. I can find it good. Okay.
Alright, yeah.
Listen. That's Chi-Chi. And that was Goku.
That's Chi-Chi.
That's Goku. That's Chi-Chi. Now, wait for the sun. Now watch this. Now listen. That's Goku. That's Gohan. Who was more manly?
out to some goddamn bear.
Yeah, that, see why I'm raging? I can't even comprehend. Goku's like this fucking brolic motherfucker, and this little Gohan, this little bitch, that's not even strong yet.
Dude, ask any Japanese guy, they will not have a problem with it. If they probably listen to our Goku, they'll probably be, what the fuck, this sounds so wrong. No, you just grew up with normal American Goku, dude.
Dude, I just want to, like, shove my dick in the woman that voice acted Goku to teach her a lesson.
You know, they kept the same voice act from Dragon Ball.
Oh, God. I farted.
Thorn up.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, are you going to give it a rating?
Oh,
before you do, read the chat first, quickly.
Hold on. Looking at the chat. Okay. I'm not gonna give it. I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it. 2 Give It Dokkan's Fatties out of 5.
Good job, Ellie. Alright. And,
yeah, I'll just give it 2 Dokkan's. I mean, I just hope it gets better. If it doesn't get any better, I'm just going to drop it to about, like, a 0.5.
I just want to see him go Super Saiyan, because I'm pretty
sure... I want to see him screaming in that shitty voice, just a... Oh. God, I can't do it!
Alright, and finally, what we got next, Ellie?
Toradora.
Oh, yeah, Toradora. You want to talk about it a bit?
Yeah, you talk about it.
We're all going to talk about it.
Well, we are, bud. We'll just give our opinions. But since, you know, you're the hostess and stuff, you got to...
Sure, let's see if I can remember.
Oh, I want you guys to listen to this right now.
Dude.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah. I hate it.
Dragon Ball.
Vamos a buscar las esferas del dragón. Es el secreto más estremecedor. Vamos a tomar las esferas del dragón. Un milagro increíble se esconde ahí. La fantástica aventura va a empezar. Este mundo es una gran isla del tesoro. El amor late ardiente en mi pecho. Soy tan diverso.
This ruined me.
Dude, was that the Spanish version of the original Dragon Ball Z?
No, the Spanish is the original Dragon Ball.
Dude, I seen the Spanish dub of Dragon Ball Z. It was awesome. Seriously.
K.
Oh, dude, that was actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Varkfur.
Let's just keep going.
Talk about Toradora.
Let's do this review.
Yeah. So, Toradora is this, like, romantic comedy about a guy named Ryuji and a girl named Taiga. And, they love two other people.
They end up loving each other.
Kitamura. And, Minorin. Basically, what happens is that Ryuji finds out that Taiga lives right next door. And they're, like, always hanging out now. But Taiga treats him like crap. And then, at first, Ryuji's just, like, a dog to her. And he basically has to follow her around and help her get together with Kitamura. But that doesn't happen. And stuff.
Well, we really don't.
Very confusing. I mean, if I could just have a little flowchart thingy and just post that.
Oh, wait. Did you add on one I sent you?
Yeah, the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I still have that.
All right.
You go talk about it.
All right. Well, I've seen, read and seen a couple of romantic comedies. And I actually like this one a lot because they didn't try to go with the, I guess, perverted approach that most other ones go for.
What do you mean?
This
one's not perverted.
I know. Wait, what?
All the romantic comedies even piss me off because they always end up with the kiss. That's how they end it. And I hate it because I just want them to end with the fucking.
Well, yeah, but I'm pretty sure you can find stuff like that. But, I don't know, they just try to vote, like, avoid sexuality, which I guess is at the, I don't know, kept it more, you know, story-driven than just like, oh my god, I'm gonna get laid, oh my god, I'm gonna get laid.
No, it's not even that. I'm just saying, like, they love each other so much. Just fuck already.
Oh, although, yeah.
There was one scene where I think they did fuck in Toradora.
When they were kissing right after?
Yes, when they were just making out, I'm sure they just had sex. Because they never make out in animes unless they're about to fuck. They never.
Can you prove that? Without referring to a hentai?
I have to go look. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, just save it for next time, whatever. And it's actually pretty funny, too. I don't know. I guess we kind of figured out what really did happen in the end, but I don't know. I was satisfied. I liked it.
I mean, there's not much I can say that hasn't been said.
Yeah.
It's all good. I mean, it's fun to watch. I suggest watching it.
Totally.
Oh, I found the little flow thing for it.
All right. God damn it, Carlton. All right, you want to read that flowchart or just, you know?
No, fuck it. Let's just...
No, I think I'll just post it up and let other people read it. It's too confusing for me to describe this because at first it's like Ryuji likes Minonin and Taiga likes Kitamura, right? And then it's like Ryuji still likes Minonin and Taiga still likes Kitamura. But then there's this girl named Ami and she's a bitch and she comes into the story. And then the flowchart goes, Ryuji starts to develop feelings for Taiga, but he still likes Minonin. But Minonin thinks that she's a lesbian. And then Ami likes Ryuji, and Taiga likes Kitamura still. And then it gets so goddamn fucking confusing that I can't keep up with this.
Okay, name me.
I didn't realize that the two girls became lesbos.
I think that was kind of implied.
Yeah, at the end, you didn't see them. They had gifts exchanged and stuff.
Oh, I didn't realize. Totally missed that.
But,
right over my head.
Wait, Amy, can you name me one romantic comedy anime which does not have anything that confusing? Seriously.
So confusing.
I forgot the name of it. It's either Azuka or... Asuka or something like that. There's one of those. It's like based on sports and shit, but it was not confusing at all. It all came together pretty noticeably. Umisho. I mean, it's a really good romantic comedy. I don't think it was that confusing, but it's really funny. It's really nice.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. I don't really watch too many.
And then, like I said, Ouran High School.
That one was pretty obvious.
It is very obvious, even though there are so all random moments. It's
pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Alright. So, want to give it a 3? Excuse you.
I could smell that. Ugh.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It smells like dead Red Bull. Fuck.
Alright, you want to give it a rating?
Oh, that was natural. I didn't even force that one. Ugh. Okay, keep going.
Okay. I'm gonna give it 4 Morozes out of 5.
Oh, this is for Toradora?
Yeah.
I give it 3.5 surprise dykes out of 5.
I'm gonna give it. Well, it's definitely my favorite romantic comedy anime ever, so I'm going to have to give it 4.5 Inko-chan spasms out of 5.
Yes, I love Inko-chan.
Hide the evidence. Like, what fucking parrot says that?
An awesome parakeet, that's who.
Parakeet on fucking cocaine.
Yeah.
See him drooling
like
and shit?
Right now.
I can't tell, because he's hyper, but at the same time, he's all mellow. I think he's just on heroin, because he's always drooling. No, the other day I saw legit footage of someone, like, on heroin and Xanax at the same time. It's the most depressing anything ever. They're just fucking laying there just like, like, it doesn't even look good. It just looks terrible. Fucking heroin, man.
Awesome.
It fucks up people. I don't like it. Anyway. So let's wrap this up by Steve Liska.
I'm going to have to edit my last name. Great, thank you.
Pretty sure you already said your last name, though.
Edit it with dicks.
No, I definitely left out my last name.
No. Then the bleep should be Morizé. Morizé?
The bleep should be...
Totally. All right.
Bob Saget. No. The bleep should be glass.
Fuck you.
No.
I'm going to have to edit too much already, dude.
No, you have to keep the glass part.
Dude.
I sort glass.
Dude, you don't know how to have to edit. This sucks ass.
I learned job slow.
And now, I know it by heart.
Wrap this up, please.
So yeah, let's wrap this bitch up with a condom.
Oh.
Wrap it up.
Come on, all you
do you want, Steve?
Goddamn. All right. So this is Ellie.
Bleach man.
I sort of glass.
Your name. Are you
That's
stupid?
My job. I learned job slow. And now I'm fat man.
Viper.
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 Viper. Sign out.
Viper.
Do it.
Viper.
Say it!
I'm going to lick you if you don't sign up. If you don't sign out.
Maybe I want to be.
I will lick your body.
Speak into the mic. Say Viper. Let's
Maybe
finish
I
this.
I want to be licked.
Fuck it.
And then okay, Viper spoke. We're out.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You need to
the random
sign up.
Podcast.
And Viper.
Just fuck it. Fuck, I don't even care anymore.
And
fuck
Viper.
Gangster podcast.